מסכת ברכים פרק ג' משנה ג' השוכד את הזבר לך על דבר שאין דרכו לך ולהקטיר דבר שאין דרכו להקטיר קשה a coin that shocked the korban or for that matter when he's doing any of the other four abodes of the korban and he has a machshavet so a machshavet chutzlus mano or chutzlum kum but the machshavet was to eat something that is not normally eaten he has a machshavet when he shocked the korban that he will eat a chelek of the korban that is normally nictar on the mizbeah, such as a chelek, chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumah. That would not passel the korban. That's not considered a machshavah psul, since his machshavah was to eat something that is not supposed to be eaten. So too, if he has a machshavah to be makhtir, chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumah, something which is not normally nictar, a chelek of the korban that is normally eaten by the kohen, and he has in mind that he will be makhtir that chelek, chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumah on the mizbeah, the korban is kosher, and this is not considered a machshavas psul. Rabbi Eliezer Pesel, Rabbi Eliezer argues, he says, this is considered a machshavas psul, and this machshava would pass on the korban. Lecho davar shedarko lecho, ulahaktir davar shedarko lahaktir, pachas mikizayis, kosher. If the kohen, when he is doing one of the four avodas, has a machshava, then he will eat a part of the korban that is normally eaten by the kohen, chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumo. But his machshava was that he will eat only a pachas mikizayis, chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumo. Or he has a machshava to be makdir on the mizbeach, a chelek of the korban that is normally nictar on the mizbeach, and that he will do so chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumo. But his machshava was to be makdir chutzlus mano, or chutzlum kumo, less than a kizayis of the emurim. In such a case, the korban is kasher, as this machshava does not passel the korban, since the machshava was on less than a kizayis of the korban. Lechol kechati zayis. Ulahaktir kachati zayis kosher. She'ein achila ba'aktara mitzdarpin. If the machshava of the kohen was when he was doing one of the four avodas to eat a chelek of the korban that is normally eaten chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo, and that he would do so on half a kizayis worth, and he also had another machshava psul that he will be makter a half a kizayis of something that is normally nictar in the mizbeah chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo, the korban is kosher. This machshava is not possible the korban. Since the machshava was on two half kizasim, even though two half kizasim together is a kizayis, but those two half kizasim do not combine to form a kizayis in this case, since the machshava on one half of the kizayis was on achila, and the machshava on the other half was on haktara, therefore they do not combine to form a kizayis, and the korban is kosher. Now, we had this halacha already brought down in the Mishnah previously. The reason why the Mishnah again brings down this halacha, Mefarshim explained, is to tell us the Chiddush and to infer from here that which the machshava or two half the kizayim do not combine. That's only if the machshava on the first half kizayis was for achila and the second half kizayis was for akhtar. But where the machshava's psul on both half kizayim were for achila, just the machshava was that he would eat a half a kizayis chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo, and only well after that would he eat another half kizayis chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo. In such a case, the two half kizasim do combine to passel the korban, and even though they were two separate machshavas, one machshava to eat half a kizayis chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo, and the second machshava to eat another half kizayis well after the achila, the first half kizayis chutzlus mano or chutzlum kumo, still those two half kizasim combine to passel the korban, since the machshava on both of them was for achila. Somebody who is shochet a korban, or he is doing one of the other four avodas of the korban, and he has in mind that he's going to eat a kizayis of the hide, either a chutzlum kumo or a chutzlus mano. This machshava would not pass to the korban, and the or is not roi l'achila. Or min harote, he has a machshava while he's doing the shmita that he'll eat a kizayis of the gravy, chutzlum kumo or chutzlus mano. This also will not pass to the korban, and the gravy is not part of the korban. Min ha-kipa, or he has in mind that he'll eat a kizayis of the kipa, which is the seasoning of the korban, even if there's a small bit of korban mixed up with the seasoning. Since you don't have a kizayis of the korban, the seasoning itself cannot combine with the little bit of korban that you have to make a kizayis, so therefore his machshava to eat the kipa, chutzlum kumo, or chutzlus mano, will not pass with the korban. Min ha-alo, or he has in mind to eat from little pieces of meat that is stuck to the or. This also is not roi la'achila, it's not edible. Some say alo is the tendon in the neck, that also is not edible. Min ha'atzama, or he has in mind to eat a kizayis of the bones, chutzlus mano, chutzlum kumo. Min ha'gidin, or he has a mind getting kazayas of the tendon, chutzlus mano chutzum koma, min atzlafayim, min hakarnayim, chutzlus mano a chutzum koma kasher. Or he has a mind while he's doing one of the four avodas to eat a kazayas of the nails of the behema, or the horn of the behema, after the allotted time, or out of the allotted place where it's supposed to be eaten. In all these cases, the korban is kasher, as in order to pass the korban, you have to have a machshava to eat a kezayis from something which is edible, but these things are either not edible or are not considered part of the korban. If somebody shafts the korban with the mind to eat from the basal of the korban, a kezayis chutz l'zman. In such a case, the korban is pigo. And somebody who eats from the basar, the korban would be chayav karas. But if instead of eating the basar, he eats one of the above-mentioned things, there is no chayav karas. Those things are not right l'achila. And so too, if the korban is noser, if the korban has been left over after the allotted time, and there's a chayav for eating noser. But if he eats one of the above-mentioned things, there is no chayav. And so too, if he is tamei, when he eats one of the above-mentioned things, he would not be chayav karas. As normally, somebody who eats from the basar of a korban betumas hagof is chayav karas, but if instead of eating the basar, he eats one of the above-mentioned things, there is no chiyuv karas.